Hello, Sam Smith.
Hello.
Sam Smith, where you from? Like I can't tell.
Are you from Birmingham?
I am not.
Alabama?
No. I'm from like an hour away from London.
What's it called?
It's called it's a village called Great Chisel.
We've been to London. We went to, was it Brixton?
Yeah.
I lived near there for about 2 years.
Okay.
I've lived all over.
Is that where you get your soulful sound from, Brixton?
No, definitely not.
Okay, Sam Smith, do you consider yourself a soul singer or a pop act?
Gosh, I don't know, actually. I consider myself a pop act because I try and make popular music, but I think pop music is influenced by everything. You can have pop singers that are also jazz singers, pop singers that are soul singers, you know what I mean. But I guess pop is the easiest way to explain it. But I don't like putting labels on anything.
Yeah, I know. None of us do, but it is a legitimate question. Especially when you consider that your hit, Stay With Me, is with Mary J. Blige, is number one on the urban charts. And on the pop charts, it's Stay With Me is not with the version with Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's great marketing. That's great marketing right there.
Well, you know what? For me, it's just an honor to be singing with someone like Mary J. Blige. And I've also written for her new record and stuff. And mate, we've got a great relationship, me and her now. It's incredible. To me, it's not marketing. It's just like an organic relationship.
Who's the choir in Stay With Me?
That's the cool thing about this.
That's him.
It's all my voice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not a choir?
No.
No, it isn't.
I was, your producer just recorded you in different parts of the studio or different areas and laid it all down, and it sounds like the Sam Smith Choir featuring just Sam Smith.
Yeah, and you know what? It was after we wrote that song, and we did it in one day, and it was doing that to me which made the song so special, because I've never been able to do it since, and I've never done it before as well.
You know what, Sam Smith? You know what? If you do a gospel version and call it Pray With Me with that same choir sound, you'll be number one on the gospel charts too.
Cool. I'm going to go do it right now.
Or else our own J. Anthony Brown will murder it, and it will be in somebody's church on Sunday. Sam, the thing that strikes me about you is that you sing so soulfully, so plaintively, and yet you have said, at least in the articles that I've read about you, you have not been in love. This is all unrequited love.
Well, I have been in love, but it's just not like the nicest kind. And this whole record to me was a way for me to prove that and just talk about the fact that I had been and that I do know what I'm talking about when it comes to love and emotions like that.
So you have been in love, but it hasn't been returned to you, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what I was trying to do was highlight a different form of love on this record, because I was so sick of hearing songs about, you know, love that has been returned. Because I couldn't relate to that myself.
But you're only like, what, 21, 22 years old?
22.
And what about the guys that you wrote the songs about? Do they know? Or does he know?
It's only one, don't worry. It's not loads.
Okay.
It's just one. He does know.
And what was his reaction?
He's cool with it. He's cool. To be quite honest, the whole entire record, it's not really about him. It's kind of about me. It's about my relationship with myself and you know, just trying to figure out, you know, how I was feeling. It was just a relationship with me at the end of the day.
And what about the latest single, I'm Not the Only One?
Now, that's the only song that's not about me on the record. That me and Jimmy Natives wrote that about a married couple that we knew, and it's our opinions on that.
I love your story, and I think that you are speaking for a lot of people, and a new voice, but one that sounds like you've been around for a long time.
And he's only
22. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Sam Smith, it's a pleasure. Are you going out on tour?
I've just been on tour around America, but I'm going to be going on tour again very soon. I'm going to be touring around the UK and Europe and stuff.
But, all right,
I'll be back.
And so all your mates in England will be able to see you.
Yes.
What's our friend that listens to the show?
Delroy from London.
Yeah, Delroy from Brixton. We stream all over the world, and we have a huge following in Brixton.
Amazing.
Thanks, Sam Smith.